It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap. You know the dance. Liverpool went to Old Trafford. They won 5-0. They fucking turned up and then some. Some stats around the game. Liverpool, 134 pressures to United, 72. United, 8 out of 16 dribble success compared to Liverpool, 3 out of 5. Middle third touches, 257 to 565 Liverpool. Progressive passes, 26 United, 39 Liverpool. Liverpool, one which I've drummed up, have scored every goal, which is 12 goals, versus United since season 19-20 inside Manchester United's penalty area, which I think is interesting. I'm going to do this a little bit different, not more so because it's a landmark, not more so because it is the best of times. It's in many ways getting towards a pinnacle, I'd say. Neil, I want to start at the end, basically, and I want to start around some of the chat that was on Sky. And I'm not going to touch him or them because they don't really deserve that in terms of a sole conversation of topic. But what I want to say is one thing that never got mentioned on Sky last night, and I was a bit disappointed it didn't, was that this isn't something that has suddenly sprung up. This isn't a problem with Cristiano Ronaldo. This isn't Liverpool doing what they've done on a good day. Liverpool went on a journey at the start of 2015 and they decided that in every aspect of the club they were going to try and be better and they were going to get to this point, and it was plotted and it was done in a manner which has been able to be seen out. I stood with you on a quite tearful and balmy night in Kiev.
Yep.
In 2018. And I said to you that Liverpool were the only ones in the room that people had eyes on. Liverpool were going somewhere. And they've gone somewhere. And that's where I think the topic of conversation on the end of the game should be around the journey. And if anything should be respected about Liverpool Football Club, it should be that journey.